And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Do you know how to tell the difference between an employee and an independent contractor? Hi, I'm Liz Johnston with VeralDana, and I want to talk about this crucial distinction in the employment relationship. Whether an employee is an independent contractor or a true employee can have serious implications, from whether they are covered under your workers' compensation insurance policy to how you handle tax withholdings. But just because you call or think of someone as an independent contractor doesn't necessarily mean that a court or administrative agency will agree. There are certain questions that you can ask yourself to shed some light on how a worker status might be viewed. For example, who has the right to control how the work is done? Who decides what the final product should look like? Who provides the equipment and materials? How and when is the worker compensated? Is there a written contract in place, and if so, what are its terms? These are just a few of the questions to ask when determining how to classify a worker. Feel free to contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Group to discuss further.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.